This is the Echo Network. A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's past.
It's a place where I met my wife and my three children were born. And to this day, I'm so proud to call KC home.
A show that looks at Kansas City baseball's present.
Alex with a basket catch. They're going to send the runner. His throw, a great one! Alex Gordon with a tremendous Gold Glove play.
And a show that looks at Kansas City baseball's future.
Kansas City baseball fans eat baseball.
This is the Kansas City Baseball Vault.
Welcome into the Kansas City Baseball Vault. I am KC Royalman, a.k.a. Troy Olson. I'm joined by Michael Engel. I got to quit saying I'm KC Royalman. That's an old habit there.
It's an old thing, and it's a couple months, you'll be Diamondback, man.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that will never happen. Although I will tell you, we'll just get off topic right off the bat here. I did call them about season to see what kind of season ticket packages they have and maybe get a small package or something to see about going to some ball games. But, you know, I spent several years in Colorado, so I got a soft spot for the Rockies, and they play in Arizona 9 times, so I'd like to go to all 9 of those games if I can make it. But I'm going to be living about 2.5 hours from Phoenix, so it's not going to be like going from Shawnee to the games. So
it's a little different.
Yeah, and I do apologize. I'm going to be a little crackly today. I'm doing this from work, and I'm trying to use a lot of resources here to make this work. So it may not be real clear. I'm hoping
it's
that
clear. It just sounds like you're stepping on bubble wrap every 15 seconds.
Well, you know, bubble wrap is bubble wrap, I guess. What can you do, you know?
Right. I mean, you can't resist it, so you might as well just give in. I think people will understand.
So the recording this week may not be as sharp as we prefer. It may not be as good as we prefer. Sorry, somebody pinged me and I got distracted. I'm like a you know, something shiny pulls me off target. So anyways, let's get started with the show. How about that? Welcome into the Kansas City Baseball Vault. I'm Troy. I'm joined by Michael Engel. Jeff Hirsch should join us later. And it's going to be kind of an interesting show today. Like I said, I'm recording from work because I have to go right from here to Park Volleyball. And I did a poor job of some of our guest scheduling this week. So we do have a very awesome guest. We thought we were going to have Jay Jaffe this week. We actually mentioned it on the show last week. We've decided that we're going to wait on Mr. Jaffe until later in the season. And we'll pick him up later on, but we did have an opportunity to reach out to Danny Duffy, and so I'm going to be calling Danny Duffy here in just a minute and getting started with that. But before we get there, Michael Engel, anything of relevance you want to talk about this week?
It really hasn't been that big of a, I mean, it's the same old kind of stuff. I mean, the Royals claimed George Kotaris off waivers last week. That's kind of been the big news story. I mean, other than that, a lot of the prospect rankings have come out. MLB.com did theirs. FanSided had finished our prospect rankings. And, you know, the guys you expect to be there, Kyle Zimmer, Jordano Ventura, and Bubba Starling were the guys in those top 100s. And that's about it. I mean, we're just kind of getting ready and hoping that, you know, the next week and a half or so speeds up so that we can get some pitchers and catchers reporting, and then shortly after that, spring training games.
Yeah, it's only at the time we're recording this, we're only 11 days away from pitchers and catchers. That's what I'm trying to say. Use my words here. Pitchers and catchers in 11 days, and it's pretty exciting because I love this time of year because it's the time of year to get ready for some baseball. And unfortunately, I'm not going to get to see as much baseball this year as I have in years past with us moving and everything that's going on with that. But, man, oh, man, I am going up there. This time next year, I'm going to be like a kid in a candy store waiting for spring training to open so I can take that two-hour drive down to Surprise and check out all the Royals down there and what happened. And it'll be cool even to go down to the Arizona Fall games for the Royals and to be able to cover those and bring you a better coverage of those here this next year. So a lot of good stuff coming from the Kansas City Baseball Vault. But I think, kind of like Mike said, not a lot going on. We're going to go ahead and jump out to this phone call. I think I'm going to attempt to make this call and see if I can really blow my system up. So we're going to be right back on the other side.
The Kansas City Baseball Vault will be right back after these messages.
Among the laborers at Royal Stadium is a sheet metal worker who dreams of playing here. This unlikely dream was given wing when Frank White passed a tryout for Ewing Kauffman's new baseball academy.
The Vault.
Every Wednesday at 4, it's time for the ball game.
Shake those sheets. Get on your feet. Uh-huh.
No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
Oh, my goodness, another assist for Alex Gordon.
Bubba Starling.
You know, I grew up a Royals fan. Just a pretty special time, you know.
Join baseball's best Wednesdays from 4 to 5 on
The Ball Game on ESPN 1510 AM.
For nearly 2 years, the Royal Man Report and Kansas City Baseball Vault have brought you the fans' perspective on Royals baseball. You've joined us for nearly 2 years at kingsofkauffman.com/podcast or royalmanreport.com. Come celebrate at Kelly's Westport Inn on February 23rd, 2013, as we celebrate 2 great years of guests, Royals talk, and analysis with you, our fans. Party starts at 7, free cover before 10. See you there.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Take me out.
Hey, ball gamers. February 10th, come join us for a special event to kick off the spring season in style. Come out to Screenland Armor in North Kansas City for a private viewing of the 1989 classic Major League.
How would you like to manage the Indians this year?
I don't know.
We'll have drink specials, a full menu, and even hot dogs and Cracker Jacks. Tickets are only $5, and you can get all the info you need at our website, www.theballgamekc.com.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
So come on out to the Screenland Armor for Major League with the Ball Game, Sunday, February 10th. It would be very, very bad to miss this one.
He's very bad.
Welcome back into the Kansas City Baseball Vault. I am Troy Olson. I'm joined by Michael Engel, and we've got a very special guest. Like we told you, we are joined by Danny Duffy. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just hanging out here in the sun. It's about 75 right now, so I'm just soaking it up.
Now you're still out in Cali, right? You're not in Arizona.
Yeah, I got home to Cali about a week ago from Kansas City, and I'll be leaving to Kansas City on Sunday, or not Kansas City, Arizona on Sunday.
You've been racking up some frequent flyer miles. You've been all over the country this offseason. You were in Boston for a while and out here in Kansas City, I'm sure, talking to the Royals and doctors and what have you. How has the offseason gone tied in with all of your surgery issues?
It's gone fast, which is probably a good thing. I mean, anytime you rehab and you'd like it to go relatively quickly. But, you know, I've had a good time this offseason. It's been nice. Kind of a mix of being home. I just bought a house in my hometown and, you know, then kind of traveling around. I've been in North Dakota, I've been to Kansas City, been to Omaha, Boston, everywhere this off season. So it's been nice to see the country, get a little downtime mixed in with the rehab, and I'm really enjoying it.
Now, we got to ask you the really important questions first. You were off Twitter for a while, and you'd even done an interview not too long ago with Joel or somebody, and you had said that you were done with Twitter because it's the people it's the jerks that really drive you away from the program. But you popped back on the other day, and the Royals confirmed that was you. What brought you back to Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of missed, interacting with the fans that don't try to kind of low blow you out of nowhere. There's only a select few of those, and I think I've grown up enough to the point where I could stay away from people who are, you know, wishing that my arm blow up again. I could probably have learned to hold my tongue and, really not respond to that too much. So it's a nice kind of a little get away from it just to kind of hang out and not really think about it too much. But I did miss, you know, interacting with the fans, and that's why I got it back.
I find it interesting that this happened. You come back on Twitter as the Lakers are playing better basketball, and Kobe Bryant turns into a point guard. It's a nice coincidence there, huh?
Yeah, whatever, man. I don't even know. You guys got nothing to complain about out there. The Thunder are, like, winning every game right now except, you know, the last game they played against the Lakers. So,
well, And that's the thing, is that's the only thing that Kansas City can grab onto is the Thunder, because we don't have one of our own, of course. You know, we just got baseball and football, and then for those that enjoy it, there's also soccer. But, yeah, it's not much of a basketball town here in Kansas City. It's definitely more of a baseball town. Let's get back to you a little bit. You had Tommy John. Oh, actually, first off, your new Twitter handle, because you've changed it, is now it's Danny Duffy 805, right?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, make sure you guys follow him. He's only got about 1,200 followers right now, so he needs to get back to where he was before. So definitely shoot him a follow at Danny Duffy 805. He was trying to give away some jerseys yesterday, I think it was, and didn't get the list to where he wanted it. So I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, shoot. I must stink or something. I must have bad breath. I don't even know what's going on. But I had a bunch of followers on the old handle, and I'm sure it'll take a couple of days to get them back. I miss talking to everybody, though, so. Hit me with the follow for sure.
Yeah, I was follower number 12 while we were figuring out if it was actually you or not, and Mike confirmed pretty quickly for me that the Royals had said that was you, so that was good to see you back. Now, you had your surgery back on 6/13, and you've been going through the rehab, and we had kind of talked about that off the air, that I bet Twitter was kind of difficult through all of that, because it was nice to be able to talk to people and what have you, but you were going through some pretty hard stuff, you know, dealing with being in baseball, being a top of the line pitcher, and then all of a sudden you're hurt and you're out of baseball and you're going through this rehab. Where are you at right now, and what's the process been like?
It's been rough on some days, but overall I have the people around me who are really helping me to get through it. You know, I mean, it isn't the first time that somebody's UCL has blown out. So, you know, as alluded to before, they have an express lane set up at Dr. Yoakum's office. So he knows what he's doing. And, you know, this day and age, I'm sure it's a lot easier to go through than it used to be. So Jeff Blum, Nick Kenny, and Kyle Turner, you know, they've really, really helped me to pull through this on my worst of days. And trust me, there have been some bad days, I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm on my way back. I've done everything I need to do. And hopefully, keep taking it one day at a time, I'll be back in no time.
Now, when you're talking about some of the support around you as you're going through this rehab, you know, the Royals had just really bad luck last year on people getting hurt. Blake Wood and Joaquin Soria both got hurt. Same injury, same kind of time. And then Felipe Paulino was hurt about a month after you were. So how much had you talked with those guys as they were going through their rehab processes? And then John Lamb was another guy who was coming back from a Tommy John surgery even longer ago. Have you kind of leaned on those guys and compared notes as far as, you know, what you guys are doing and distances and your timetable and whatnot?
I mean, you know, we've been rehabbing with each other the whole time. Obviously, Blake and Joaquin were no longer with the Royals, but back then, when I was in Arizona to start off, immediately after surgery when I was in Arizona, I was with Blake and Joaquin, and, you know, we goofed around just like we were still on the roster. I mean, we were great friends, and it was cool to kind of get back with them and rehab with them, and it made the process a lot quicker, you know, the first few weeks of that. And then the Royals allowed me to come back out to Kansas City to be with the team, and Paulino was out there, and, you know, we picked up right where we left off, too. He's a great guy. He's a great teammate, and, you know, it's been cool kind of to have a partner, because, I mean, he actually had surgery pretty soon after I had mine, and to kind of do the same exercises, you know, with another person, the tedious exercises that we do that are so necessary but are difficult to complete sometimes. It was nice to have somebody around to you know, kind of partner up with.
So you'd kind of talked about Paulino. Do you think that that's been almost a gift for you? Obviously, it's a horrible thing for him to have Tommy John surgery too, but being able to go through it together, has that kind of helped you guys to get back? You think that that's helping you get well maybe a little quicker, or at least a little more mentally stable?
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, because if I was flying solo, it would be a little bit tougher. I mean, you know, to see someone else progressing, you know, just as you are, on the same difficult thing that's, you know, that you're going through, it definitely makes it easier, because it's just one of the two of us were to slack a little bit, you know, you'd definitely be able to tell the exercises that we're doing right now are so necessary. You know, it's when you have this kind of surgery, it's not just the elbow that suffers because you can't run for a while. You can't, you know, obviously lower body lift for a while because you have to use your arms on most of those exercises anyway. You got to take care of your whole body. And like I said, every exercise is so crucial. So if you slack on one day, you're going to be able to tell the next day. And it's kind of nice to be able to pick each other up.
We'll probably come back to the injury, but before we do, I wanted to – you had talked about coming back to Kansas City and being part of the team. You were actually probably the biggest Royals cheerleader there was at the stadium. I mean, there's some of us that were out there, you know, dressing crazy and being nuts and everything. But, man, Danny Duffy in that dugout, you were always on the top. You were yelling and screaming. And, I mean, you were even – a lot of people didn't know this, but even before games, you had come out into the crowd, I guess, and you had dropped off a glove with one of the ushers at one point and right in the area where I was standing most of the season last year. And she had told me about it when I got there. What was it like for you to be able to see kind of the game as a fan this last season?
It was good. It was tough at times, but, you know, I definitely made the most out of it. I learned a lot from the guys just by watching them. And I actually charted a couple games, you know, up in the video room just studying kind of what was going on. And I talked a lot with Dave Island and Skip, and we, you know, I learned a lot. It was just rough not being out there and doing it for myself. You know, on the few bad days that I had, it was definitely difficult. I really do miss competing because that's obviously, you know, the name of the game. But it's, you know, I love those guys. I love every one of my teammates, like brothers. And, you know, we all feel the same way about each other. You know, anytime you spend 10 months in a row with some, you know, a group of 25 guys, it's you really figure out a lot about these people, and there's just not a bad guy on that team, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. You know, if I hadn't came back out to Kansas City, I probably would have lost my mind. So I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to.
Now, last year, Jeremy Guthrie came over about mid-season, and you got to spend some time around him. He's going to be back. Of course, the big news was going out and the Royals getting James Shields and Irvin Santana. How much have you talked to those guys since they've joined the team, and how much had you been able to kind of talk to them, you know, in past seasons before, you know, they, you know, while they were with the Rays and with the Angels, and what kind of things are they passing on to you in whatever time you've gotten to talk to them?
Well, you know, I mean, it's all pretty, I mean, we're pretty much just introducing each other. I mean, I don't know too much about any of those guys yet, and all we've really done in the off season is work out. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I really have enjoyed my time with all three of them since I've been out there. I've seen them a lot. Both trips that I went out there, I saw them, and I, you know, me and James are a lot alike as far as personalities go. He's a real easygoing dude. He's from about 2 hours away from where I live, and you know, it's nice to have another Cali person on the team, so we can kind of team up when people try to make fun of the way we talk. you know, we've had a good time just kind of chopping it up, and, you know, I'm excited to be back on that squad, you know, this summer so I could get to know them more, and, I mean, obviously I'll see them in about a week here, so, you know, it's going to be cool. I'm really excited.
So what is the expected timetable for a Danny Duffy return to Kansas City Royals baseball right now?
Well, realistically, I've heard a couple of different scenarios. Heard some people say mid-July. I've heard some people say early June. I'm going to go ahead and say early June because that's what I really want. I mean, I was thinking late May, you know, when I had this blowout. And then I got strep throat before surgery, which pushed it back about 3 weeks. But you know, we'll see. You never know how the elbow is going to bounce back when I get into competition, when I get into games. But I know that I'm trusting the work that I've put in, you know, one day at a time. You can't really look too far ahead because that's when you start getting into trouble in this kind of scenario that I'm in. But we'll see. I'll just go wherever the team needs me, whether it be the bullpen, the fifth starter, whatever. I just want to be on the team. I just want to be at the K and be a part of the guys again.
Now, you were talking about kind of taking it step by step, and there was an interview you did maybe a week or so ago where you were talking about the patience involved in this kind of process of coming back. What kind of lessons are you learning from this whole process as far as, you know, how you approach your preparation, your workouts, and things like that?
My approach is just I'm taking it one day at a time. That's really all there is to it. You can't think too much about it. You can't worry about anything. You can't worry about tomorrow. You just got to take care of what you got to take care of today. And when you do that, there's really nothing that you can worry about because, you know, this process is so lengthy. I mean, it's 10 to 14 months. And, I think I'm about 7 months in, about 8 months in maybe. And I still got a ways to go. So my approach is just get in there, you know, wherever I'm at, whether it be Kansas City or Arizona this off season, I just get in there, get my work done and to the best of my ability and get out. And, you know, like I said before, you can't worry about anything else if you take care of business.
Well, you're from the Los Angeles area, so we gotta ask you a football question here. Are you gonna adopt the San Francisco 49ers this Sunday, or are you you gonna take Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens?
You know what? It's kind of a win-win with me, and they're gonna fry me for this out in Kansas City. But I'm a huge Denver Broncos fan. I always have been. Steve Atwater was one of my favorite players back in the day. You know, it's kind of a win-win. I'd love to see Kaepernick get one and lead his team. I'm a big Colin Kaepernick fan. He was actually supposed to be at Fresno State. He wanted to go to Fresno State, but I don't know what happened there. You know, it'd be cool to see Ray Lewis go out on top, too. I'm pretty excited to watch the Super Bowl, though. It's going to be a fun game to watch.
Mike, you got anything else?
I'm set.
Well, this has been Danny Duffy. Danny, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kansas City Baseball Vault. We could talk to you forever. You're just such a great human being. You do so many good things, and the great thing is in this day and age we have seen people come back from the surgery. I mean, Joaquin Soria came back, and then of course he hurt himself again. But we've seen so many other guys come back and be extremely successful after this surgery. So, you know, take your time. You know. Do everything you need to do and then get back because we're all excited to see you back and we hope you come back at full strength and healthy. And so just thank you very much for joining the show today.
Well, thank you so much. And those kind words, that means a lot for sure. I'd love to come on anytime. I always love talking to you guys. So thanks for having me. It's an honor.
I'm assuming you're going to be in some sort of extended spring training with your injury and everything. Or are they planning for you to stay in Arizona or are you going to end up back in Kansas City after the season starts?
I'll be down there till mid-May. From what it's looking like, my 30-day rehab stint will start in mid-May, as far as I know.
We'll try to catch up with you right after opening day then, if that's cool with you. We'll try to catch up with you in April and just check in on you and see if things are still on track and what people can expect. And I'll actually be living in Flagstaff at that point. I'm moving to Flagstaff the 1st of April, so maybe I can drive down to Phoenix and catch up with you or something.
Hey, I tell you what, you come out to Phoenix when you're in Flagstaff, we'll go get a steak somewhere, without a doubt.
All right, I'll make that happen. Everybody, let's give Danny Duffy a follow. Danny Duffy, 805 on Twitter. He's back. He's funny. Him and Logan Morrison are probably my two favorite baseball tweets out there. And one, because Logan's just funny, and two, because Danny's our guy. So just follow him. He's great to listen to. It'll be fun to hear how things start this season with the new additions, and hopefully you get to come back and lead us on that playoff run that we all want.
Okay, yeah, I'm with it. Thank you so much for having me, man. I'm really excited to get back and to see you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care.
We're going to wrap this up real quick. I got to go call some volleyball for Park University. But, Mike, what's your closing thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what you have to go through for the rehab for all of that. I mean, it's so much different from just regular preparation. You've got to, you know, be mindful of not pushing yourself too far because, you know, you don't want to have a setback. But at the same time, you know, John Lamb kind of ran into that. He did so much conditioning that he actually sprained a tendon in his ankle and it pushed his rehab assignment back about 3 weeks. So, you know, it's step by step, and you know, there's a reason why it takes 10 to 14 months to come back, because that's a significant area for a guy who throws a baseball, and you're making sure everything's right before you get started on it. So, but yeah, I mean, sounds in good spirits, and you know, hopefully he can come back later and, you know, early June like he hopes.
Well, I don't really have anything to add. There's no real current baseball. You may get, after this comes out, I have to talk to Chris yet. If you guys don't listen to the ballgame, you should. It's on from 4 to 5 on Wednesdays, and I believe you can go to ballgamekc.com or if you just go to Twitter at the ballgamekc, it has the link to this website, which I don't have in front of me right now. But with George Fred at an event. So it was really good. It sounded really good. So it's out there, but if he didn't use all of it on his show, we may capitalize it on our show either this week or next. So if we get a chance to do that, we'll do that. Other than that, I think we're done here.
I think we're done here.
Alrighty, so for Michael Engel, check out teamprofits.com. And I'm Troy Olson. Everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
While your party is reached. Tell me what got too dumb, the nose that will be why. Too dumb, you go point him at this guy.
I'm with
you. Al Edison couldn't be this fly, so ask
awesome.
Him and you know I'm gonna fly like I feel so awful. Now you get off, I can't stand off. Shorty, you trying and your body ain't off. Wanna go off, well, let's go off. Hands in the sky, like I feel so awful. Now you get off, I can't stand off. Shorty, you trying and your body ain't off.
Nice.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Well, we have our
outtake at least.
I'm just gonna play that music.
I couldn't pull up Shazam quickly enough to find out what song that was.
we'll have to ask him. So. Well, let me go grab my phone off my desk. I should see the text come up on my screen anyways, but let me go grab the one on my desk, and we'll wait a couple of minutes. If he doesn't call back, we'll just call it for today.
All right.
And I'll go home, make sure this is recorded, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Try to line him up for tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, hang on.
All right. Doing my Waiting on Troy song. It's my Waiting on Troy song. Waiting on Troy song. He's checking his phone. Yeah. Load up on the outtakes.
It helps if you call yourself too when you're on a different computer.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't call myself. Oh nice, it's going to chop again. That's cool.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah.
I just want to call this
number. Just do it.
I'm just trying to get to grab the number for me, and it's not grabbing it. There we go.
Enjoy this Verizon ring back on while your party is reached. Tell me if I got too dumb, the nose that will speak rhyme. Two thumbs up, you go point him at this guy. Al Edison couldn't be this fly, so ask out there, and you know I'll reply like I feel so off. How you feel off? I guess that off.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
There's
hello.
Troy.
Uh-oh.
Hello? I can barely hear you. Hold on.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah. This is Danny. Hello?
I think Troy may be having some trouble on his side, Danny. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
All right, excellent. Troy, I think you're getting set up, maybe. Troy, you there? You with us? Well, I'm not sure. Well, how's it going, Danny?
Oh, it's going well. Going real well. I'm just hanging out the last couple of days here in California.
Excellent. Let me see if I can get Troy back, make sure we're recording here. One second. We weren't sure where you were at, if you were in California or if you were still rounding around with the caravan folks or doing any of that stuff. So, all right.
Okay, well, that's two. I'm doing this from the floor now. I went and got the – I guess it's still showing. Am I on wireless or am I wired? I guess I'll leave it. You can hear me okay, right?
Yeah.
Because it's about the volume I'm going to have, so. Well, everybody at my work looks at me funny, but that's okay. Okay, let's try this again.
Okay.
And I'll check the timing here in just a second while you're asking questions. You might have to drop the questions in again, too.
Yeah, something I'm going to go do.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Tell me if I got two thumbs and know that it's real rhyme. Two thumbs up, you go point them at this guy. Al Edison couldn't be this fly. So ask Al Bill and you know I'm a fly. Like I feel so awesome. Now you feel awesome. I guess that awesome. Shorty, you smile and nobody...
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Oh, awesome. I don't know what happened there. It was like we had it all set up, and then I went to call you, and I dropped internet, so I lost you. So sorry about that.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah, we call them our technical gremlins. They always like to jump up and bite us once in a while. So.
I got you. It happens, man. No problem.
Okay, no
problem.
So.
Waiting on Troy, watching the YouTube videos.
What are you talking to?
I was singing to myself. I was singing.